Today's country and your all-time favorites, 95.1 The Bull, Rob Getz in the bullpen, 8:06. Joining me here on the Morning Roundup this morning is our good friend here, Liz Weibieber from the New Horizons Chamber. Liz, always a pleasure speaking with you.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
Not too bad. And how about yourself?
Oh, good. It's beautiful weather today, so I'm looking forward.
Absolutely. We got that, I think we're on Indian summer number 5, 6, 7. Yeah. I don't know. I lost count. But we are thinking about the cooler side of things as we're getting to the holidays. A couple of things want to know. Well, first off, how did Halloween festivities go for us?
Oh, it was so good. Again, beautiful weather. We had a huge turnout for the Halloween parade and some really awesome costumes. I feel like they get more creative every year. So it's so fun to see, the time and effort that gets put into Halloween costumes, and the kids had a blast. So it was a great weekend.
And I didn't see it, but did you dress up for Halloween?
I didn't. Maybe next year. We'll see.
All right. Well, we'll hold you to it. Okay. Going into the next couple months here, of course, you know, with the holidays around the corner, what do you guys got on tap for next couple weeks here?
Yes, absolutely. So we actually have something this coming Saturday, which I know some people feel like it's really early, but it's already November, which is crazy. But this Saturday we have holiday open house. So there's no set start time, but most of the businesses will be open by 9 a.m. We do have a couple events going on, different events around town. So there will be literally something for everyone. Starting at 9 a.m., the Chickasaw Event Center will be doing holiday treats and door prizes. So everyone's welcome to stop there and to have some fun. For any face painters who love to get any kids, the New Hampton Public Library will be doing face painting from 9 a.m. to noon. There will be a craft crawl at all of the different pubs in town. So that'll be Josie's, Butch's, and then NHMU. And so they'll have some shopping to do there. You can have a drink there at the bars too. What could be better? Some drinks and some shopping. And then we also have Maker's Market, and that will be going on from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There are over 20 vendors that will be coming to town. So, and I've been looking through the list and they look phenomenal. So a great way to get some holiday shopping done, to get kind of, you know, some of those things checked off the list. But again, it's looking like some great weather. So just a great time to get out and do some shopping.
Speaking with Liz Weibieber here from New Horizons Chamber this morning on the Morning Roundup. Holiday open house in New Hampton happening this weekend, this Saturday. You got holiday punch cards. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. So our holiday punch cards, we will be starting those again on Saturday. So that'll be the first day. A lot of people are familiar, but if you are not, it's a red punch card. And it really just encourages people to shop local this holiday season. So after $100 spent at any participating businesses, they can turn that in and we'll be drawing prizes each week. So we've got thousands of dollars of prizes, which is a huge thank you to our community who helps put that on and helps sponsor these prizes so that it encourages people to shop local.
Absolutely. Liz Weibieber once again here for New Horizons Chamber Holiday Open House. Make sure to catch that. And of course, with all other information general or maybe some questions with you, Liz, how can we get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. You can call our office, 641-394-2021. And we're always updating our Facebook page. That's just New Horizons Chamber. And we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Excellent. Liz, thanks a lot, as always, for keeping us up to date what's happening at New Horizons Chamber and the community of New Hampton. And we look forward to a great turnout with the open house this weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much.